This is Phil Farron. And I am driving home. It's Thursday today. I don't think I'm going to be into headquarters tomorrow. Because that problem we were having last week, I think it's been resolved. I really didn't have much to do with the resolution, but I think it's been resolved. But we were having this problem with one of our websites that we take credit cards on, and it was throwing errors every 10 or 15 minutes. I mean, it was just periodically, we were still processing orders and all that kind of stuff, but just every 10 or 15 minutes, it would throw an error, and we banged our heads against it for a better portion of the week. Well, they cut over on Friday. I'm off on Fridays. Last Friday, they cut over to a newer way of doing things to cut down some of the network communications that required were in order to make that chunk of it work. And the errors stopped immediately. I mean, they just went poof. So we thought it was somewhere in the network communications or opening up ports for the network communications, but we weren't really sure. But man, once we did that, it was just all over. And so we've been almost exclusively error-free. We still got a couple of errors this week, but that was only because some of the things are not set up with the new configuration. But it's certainly much better. I mean, it was not good there for a while. And we were all kind of struggling to figure out what we could possibly do and how we could help and yada, yada, yada. I mean, it was just pretty rough. But, you know, as I was telling a friend today when I was out for breakfast, I said, the lovely thing about Jesus' communications with us is the entire time we were going through all these things, there was just this whisper down in me that, you know what? You are not going to be able to fix this. It's existing below what you have responsibility for. And so I was just trying to clean up and help them clean up as much as possible. And the rest of it was just like making suggestions and saying, I don't know, gentlemen, but I think they've got that resolved. Yay. Yay. So this week was a lot quieter in terms of trying to put out fires. Still had a few things to take care of, but you know, that's all right. I got a goodly amount of work done, got a goodly amount of support done. It was goodly. So that was good. Last Friday was also my day to celebrate International Cat Day. I had found a t-shirt, and I'm not sure I mentioned this last week. The t-shirt said, "You have cat to be kitten me right meow." So that was fine, and it kind of started there, and then just kind of, frankly, went a little weird after that, and ended up with a big long tail that almost hit the floor, big, thick, and you know, it was fun. People seemed to enjoy it. There were smiles all around. I did have something come up that, I had another day dropped on me, and I was visiting with some people on Monday about International Cat Day. I had some friends in another office there where I work who I normally swing by to see them, but they were all out of the office. There was one lady there. She doesn't like cats very much. And so basically her response was, when I came waltzing in, was when I turned around and showed her the tail, she was like, my eyes. So she was quasi-joking. Well, she has a work associate that just told me in no uncertain terms that she does not like cats. Doesn't like cats at all. And then she proceeded to tell me that if I had celebrated International Cat Day, I had better do something for International Dog Day. And my response was, is there an International Dog Day? And she said, there has got to be an International Dog Day. So I pull out my phone, hoping that International Dog Day is like in March or something. So to buy myself some more time, because I have plenty of things to do right now. Between work and finishing up a book, I have plenty of things. And the next thing that I was planning on doing was Uncle Sam Day, which I already have the outfit for, because that's what I normally wear on the 4th of July, although I may glam it up a little bit. More sequins. But Uncle Sam Day, turns out, is March the 13th, which just happens to be on a Friday this year. So, there you go. Because I was actually talking to somebody in Walmart after they had missed International Cat Day, and they were like, I know, I wasn't here. They said, when's the next one? And I was like, well, actually, I think the next one is going to be Crazy Paisley Day, which is in October. And they were like, oh. So I thought, well, look for something. I found Uncle Sam Day on September the 13th. Which happens to be a Friday, which I believe is the first Friday of Friday the 13th of this year. At least I think I read that correctly. So I had already planned to do that, and so I had that on the horizon, and, you know, plenty of stuff to do, blah, 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 blah. But on Monday, I was given the good word that I had better do something for International Dog Day. So I pull out my phone, and as it turns out, International Dog Day is August the 26th. It's a week from this coming Monday, which means that if I'm going to do anything, I would have to do something a week from tomorrow. So that was Monday. And, you know, the easy thing to do, I mean, I knew immediately what the easy thing to do was, because they have, like, these one-piece pajama things that have a hood on them that look like a dog, and, you know, you grab that, you grab some house shoes that look like dogs, you're done. You know, but that's really easy, and it's pedestrian. And I think the other word that I would use to describe it, if I remember what the word means, is pedantic. It's just not. If I do a dress-up day, I like to have something that kind of impresses people, you know, that there's been some thought that goes into it. And that is one of the fun reactions that I get from people. You know, occasionally they just stop and look at me and they say, wow, you put a lot of thought into this. And I'm just like, well, you know, if you're going to do something, you might as well do it right. So I already had that as kind of a plan B. And then, as often happens, I get a word, I get a thought, I get a hint, I start doing some investigation, and lo and behold, if this thing doesn't start cascading. And I honestly, when it started forming up, I just sort of stopped and looked at what I was thinking about purchasing, and I was like, oh, man. Oh, can I actually do this? And so, you know, but I did some yoga. I thought about it some more. I thought, you know, yeah, sure. And so I started down the road. And then once I started down the road, I mean, just like everything started opening up. And so I did something that I don't normally do. I like to allow my wife to be in a position of plausible deniability. To where she does sleep in the mornings, and people have asked her, so, you know, what do you think about Phil dressing up in all these outfits and stuff? And her response is, you know what, I'm not up that early in the morning when we leave, you know, he leaves, so I don't know what he's going to be wearing. Which, you know, that's fine. That is just fine. And people will say, so does Lynette dress up with you? No, no, that does not happen. So I like to provide her some protection in case, and I would hope that this would never happen. Because I would like to think that I'm sensitive enough to understand the dynamics of what is happening, to be able to split that line to where it's funny, perhaps it's really funny, but, you know, it never ends up being gross or anything like that. So, I had a friend this week, and I mentioned that International Dog Day might be over the top, and she was like, what, are you going to carry a hydrant around with you? And I was like, no! No, I would not do that. She said, well, I would. But see, I specifically would shy away from anything that had to do with bodily functions. But then I came up with this idea. I had one idea, and then it cascaded into another idea, and then it finally ended up on the final idea that I'm going to maybe go for. I still have some pieces to put together, and I may just trash the whole thing before it's all said and done, but we're going to know in the next couple of days whether this is going to work or not. But I decided on this one. I thought it was funny. I thought it was funny. But I decided on the last one. You know what? You just need to print out the t-shirt that you're going to make, and you need to go up there and show your wife. So I did. A little bit of fear and trembling, because if she didn't like that idea, I was going to have to come up with something completely new. But I went up with a little bit of fear and trembling, so I said, this is what I'm thinking about. And yeah, she laughed out loud. So I think it's fine. I think it's fine. I haven't told her about the whole outfit yet, but the idea, I think, is strong enough that it won't matter. Because, you know, there's all kinds of things that you can do if you have a strong idea behind it to blunt what might be misinterpreted under other circumstances. So if there's a lot of humor involved, if people can tell you're not serious about yourself, that you're definitely not taking yourself very seriously, that if there's some self-deprecation, self-mocking involved, if you got a little spiel you can go through, you can have a fairly outrageous outfit. And obviously, you're not going to be showing skin and that kind of stuff. It's not going to happen. But you can have a fairly outrageous outfit, and it'll all still work. And the reason is how you present it, the confidence level you have, and then the humor that's involved in it, and whether people can relate or not. So you really want a relatable idea, something that's cute, something that triggers a humorous response in them. And I think this has all of that. You know, for instance, when I did the Star Wars thing, I'm dressed up as R2-D2, you know, I've got a long sleeve, tight fitting shirt on that's R2-D2. I've got leggings on that are R2-D2. I do have these little purple. What did I wear for socks? I can't remember. Anyways, I've got ballet slippers on that are this dark pink that have ribbons and they're tied. And I've got these I'm trying to remember what. Oh, yeah, and I had a hat. I had a hat that was an R2-D2 hat with, like, pigtails on it and stuff. And R2-D2 glasses. And I actually had short spandex hot pants on that were about the same color as the ballet shoes. And I'm wearing a tutu that is like a hot pink tutu. Okay, so people who just see the picture, they're like looking at me like, what? You know what? That's why I don't like to take pictures. But when I'm in person, we're laughing and carrying on about it. And then I stop and I said, oh, and I had a t-shirt over all of it that had R2-D2 on it with a tutu in a jumping up in a ballet pose. So I had a t-shirt to coordinate with all of that. And in fact, it was the t-shirt that started it because the t-shirt made me laugh. But all of that weirdness worked. Because as I'm standing there and we're laughing and carrying on and I talk about, yeah, well, the t-shirt really started this because I saw the title on the t-shirt and it made me laugh. And then, of course, people want to know, well, what was the title on the t-shirt? And I said, well, this is R2-D2's more artistic cousin. And the ultimate punchline, which I should have used, is, and his name is, and of course, people struggle to come up with a name. And then you say, his name is R2-D2-2. Okay, so then all of a sudden that justifies. It justifies the tutu, it justifies the ballet shoes, it justifies the hot pants, you know, it just justifies everything. And then people laugh out loud. And then you're fine. So I'm hoping that this... Well, I'm getting my mail. I'm hoping that this will have that same flavor to it. You know, that... All of this will focus down, and the what I'm going for in this human experience related down into the dog world, related to International Dog Day, because International Dog Day is not only about the appreciation of dogs, it is also to remember that, you know, dogs do live in conditions that are less than ideal, and, you know, dogs can be abused, and so maybe we could volunteer and help. So it fits in all of that. The idea fits in all of that. And so, you know, I'm thinking, yeah, this would probably be okay. It is interesting because I had a couple of fun experiences with the International Cat Day. One of them was that... I had breakfast, so I got all my get-up in. I had breakfast with a friend, and we were laughing and carrying on, and the workers are coming by at Cracker Barrel, and we're laughing and carrying on, and blah, blah, blah. And one of the... As we're checking out, there's a lady in front of me, and she is renting an audiobook, and she turns around, kind of startles when she sees me, and I grin, and I say, Happy International Cat Day! And she goes, I hate cats. I said, I know, but read the t-shirt. So she reads the t-shirt, you have cat to be kitten me, right, meow. And she busts out laughing. So then we start gabbing, you know, talking about this, talking about the other. Turns out she's a school teacher. She's got a job teaching in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And she was in the process of driving from Detroit, Michigan to Albuquerque, New Mexico, stopping off in Springfield to get some books on tape to... And so we talked and, you know, asked her how Detroit was doing, and we talked about all that and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we just gabbing, and she said at one point, she looks at me and she goes, so what do you do for a living? I smiled and I said, I'm an IT consultant. And she went, really? I said, yeah. I said, Monday through Thursday, I'm hard left brain, you know, all the data stuff and all the analysts. I said, and then come Friday, I just go click and go right brain. And I said, you know, I'm art all weekend. So we were laughing, and as we were starting to, you know, move apart, she said, you know, she said, I'm writing a book. I said, oh, great. She said, yeah. She said, it's a novel about a teacher who travels around and teaches in different places, and she meets people. I said, oh, cool. That sounds like fun. She said, yeah, you're going to be in the book. I said, okay, there you go. So that was fun. The other thing that was really fun. And I did have notes for today, and they're really cool notes, but you know, I'm home. The other thing that happened that was really fun was Cox Hospital is right across. They have two branches in town. They have more, but two main. There's a Cox North and a Cox South. Cox South is like the big advanced one, and Cox North is their original site. You know, it's a teaching school now, and they do have some patients there, but not as much as Cox South. But so Cox North does have a payment center in it where you can go pay your bills. And with all of this weirdness that I had in June with my brain on June the 7th, I had accrued a couple of bills for the emergency room visit and then also for the MRI. And so I needed to get those paid. And my wife said, "Well, I've paid the bills right there at Cox North. You can just go in." And so I'd been in there a couple of times already, and of course struck up conversations with people and gabbed a bit. And the costume dress-up days are always a good thing to kind of get the conversations rolling. And I had actually mentioned the previous week that this was going to be International Cat Day, and I didn't actually tell them I would be by, and they didn't actually ask. But I could tell there was sufficient interest that I thought, oh, this will be fun. So I went into Cox, went down this big long hall that you have to go down to get into the bill payment area. And I hear this little boy just kicking up a fuss. He's not hurt. He's just mad. He's just got that mad scream. And so I'm walking down. Pretty soon, a side of hallway opens up, and I can see he's, you know, backed his back up against a wall, and he's standing there, and his mom is trying to talk to him, and younger mom, and she's trying to calm him down, or she's trying to get him to pay attention, and he just is not having it. Not having it. And so I just wandered by, and I paid my bills and stuff, and everybody hooped and hollered, and we did the whole thing, you know, about the International Cat Day. And then I came back down the hall, and I still heard him just complaining, griping, just mad gripe. It's, you know, just, I mean, just, you know. And so as I got to that hallway again, I glanced into that hallway, and by now, mom had moved over to what looked like a young baby, close, you know, still infant. And she's got the infant in her hands, and she's trying to rock. So, I mean, this is the situation that probably is that this little boy isn't getting near as much attention as he's used to getting from his mom because there's a new baby, and he's probably a little jealous, and he's just kicking up a fuss just to kick up a fuss. And at this point, mom isn't paying any attention to him at all. He's just on autopilot. And so I slowed down and I spun around and I just looked at him, wearing my cat slippers with my polka dot socks and my tights that said cat, kitten, meow, meow, really on them. And my little short polka dot shirt, my, you know, my polka dots all over the place. And I just kept looking at him. And pretty soon he's crying, and then he gets a little softer and softer, and he kind of turns around and he looks at me, and he does his best to keep fussing, but he cannot figure out what he's looking at. You can just see his little wheels turning, that it was completely out of context for his brain. And he's just looking, and pretty soon his mouth closes and everything goes quiet. And I just stared at him for a few more minutes. I didn't say anything, and I smiled real big. And I looked at him, I said, "I know, it's kind of weird. Happy International Cat Day." And he was just dead staring at me. He didn't know what to think. And finally, after I could tell I kind of had his attention and, you know, he was settled down, I looked over at mom and I probably gave her a wink and, you know, I said, "Have a nice day." And then I walked off, and I think she said, "Have a nice day" back to me. And I walked all the way down the hall and out, and I did not hear him start back up. It's just enough to jar him that he quieted back down, which is fun. That's fun, you know, because mom, she's trying so hard to keep these two kids corralled and in line. And, you know, there's tension, between siblings when an infant is born, and you know, so it was fun. It was fun. And International Dog Day, I think, is going to be really fun. We'll see. I think it's going to be fine. It's a little more outrageous than even the R2-D2-2 costume was, but you know, I think it's fine. My wife laughed. That's the important part. And I do have notes, but I am going to keep these notes until next week, because it's interesting. It's interesting. This is for next week. It's a yet another example of this third wave of science where people are noticing that there is just too much harmony. There's just too much seeming design, too much coherence for it to all be coincidental. And on the basis of that, on the basis of their desire not to acknowledge that there might be a designer out there, they find ways to reimagine how we would get to this design without actually having a God. And it's a pretty interesting article. It really is. I've never heard anyone express things this way, but it's pretty interesting. So we'll get to that next week. And I hope that you all will just have a marvelous, marvelous weekend. This is Phil Ferrand, and I have made it home.